हरे कृष्णा। एवर्जन टू कमिटमेंट इज नॉट डिटैचमेंट। वी लिव इन अ कल्चर वेयर पीपल आर ऑफन एवर्स टू कमिटमेंट। दे वांट टू डैबल इन थिंग्स, स्पेशली इन रिलेशनशिप्स, विदाउट मेकिंग एनी टैंजिबल कमिटमेंट इन दोज रिलेशनशिप्स। एंड वेन सच पीपल और पीपल कमिंग फ्रॉम सच ए बैकग्राउंड गेट टू हियर अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, एट दैट टाइम they often think and with especially when they hear within spiritual life about detachment, they may think that their aversion to commitment is actually detachment. So by being commitment averse, they may say, oh, I'm already attached, these other people are attached. However, aversion to commitment and detachment are very different things. Basically, it all depends on the mind and how we look at our mind's schemes. So when people have aversion to commitment, at that time, they want to stay open to all possibilities of pleasure that the mind might propose. And they feel that if I commit to one particular proposal, then I am closing the doors to other proposals. And that's what, because they want to explore the various pleasure propositions the mind offers, they are averse to commitment. So this means that they actually have a lot of faith in the mind and in the mind's promises of pleasure. Detachment, on the other hand, means one has lost faith in the mind. When we become detached, at that time we understand that although the mind may get excited, hey, come on, do this, enjoy this, eat this, touch this, see this, go there, watch this, but we understand, oh, these things are not going to give any real pleasure. So this detachment is very different from aversion to commitment, because detachment involves losing faith in the mind, whereas aversion to commitment involves having so much faith in the mind that one doesn't want to lose any option at all for the enjoyment. And thus, when one is averse to commitment, one is in illusion. And Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, 7th verse, says that Niyatasya sanyasa karmano nopapadyate moha tasya parityagas tamasah parikirtitaha. So he says that which is a prescribed duty, we should never give it up. If we give up the prescribed duty, then moha tasya parityaga, because of illusion, because one thinks that by not doing what I should be doing, by that I'll be more pleasure, I'll get more pleasure, or I'll get less trouble, then that is an illusion. And one who does this moha tasya parityagas tamasah parikirtitaha, Krishna says this is tamoguna, this is in the mode of ignorance. And that is something which we need to rise from ignorance to through passion to goodness and ultimately to transcendence. And that's why the process of bhakti centers not so much on detachment as on commitment. And when we start practicing bhakti, we commit ourselves to serving Krishna, to doing the activities of bhakti in a steady and dedicated way, irrespective of whether our mind says they feel good or they don't feel good. So the commitment of bhakti and the detachment from the material world, in this sense, share the common feature of distrust in the mind. And when we are averse to commitment, we are not actually detached, because we have a lot of faith in the mind, and that aversion to commitment will go into our bhakti also, wherein we will fiddle around in bhakti doing whatever feels good without committing ourselves to the disciplined practice of bhakti. And without such disciplined practice, we won't become purified, we won't become elevated, we won't become liberated. By embracing commitment, we will not only develop detachment, will not only manifest detachment by embracing commitment to Krishna, not only will we experience higher pleasure that will enable us to develop authentic detachment, but also we will become transcendently satisfied in our devotion to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.